Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 13, 2023. Turn the world toward good. As a person develops, he changes not for the better or for the worse, but toward a sharper understanding of the state in which he is. As a result, we really realize that all our movements and all our development come only from our egoism, which has no future. We will nevertheless have to part with it and see that the future is only in the forces of bestowal and connection. Our egoism should lead us to this conclusion, and this is why it is called Help Against You. Do not count on governments suddenly realizing the destructive evil of egoism and ending wars. To the government come those who are 100% egoistic, and therefore they are not capable of such awareness. Awareness requires two opposite foundations in a person, at least some grains of goodness. But once a person gets to the level of a ruler, the last drops of goodness absolutely disappear in him, and only one aspiration remains: to rule more and more. Therefore, it is impossible to directly influence the rulers, but we can influence the Creator, who will already do what is necessary with them. If our worldwide Kabbalistic group, in the volume that exists today, all the men and women, feel the force of connection between us, and within it our connection with the Creator, then this will be enough to turn the world around. The world does not need much. There are billions of people in it, but their desires are very small, and therefore they cannot do anything themselves. However, the desire of Kabbalists to connect with each other and connect around themselves all of humanity through good relationships is thousands, billions, of times greater than all the egoistic qualities and connections that exist in the world. Therefore, we only need to take care of how to become representatives of good relationships to everything, that is, representatives of the Creator at the level of our world. Then everything will be great. We just need to build a strong, devoted connection between us. When we really feel that we exist in one heart, we will be able to go out into the world, and the world will feel the force of good emanating from us, that is so urgently needed by it, as it is the only force capable of correcting the world. From the second part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 10, 2023. Connecting the World in the Last Generation. Don't take away someone's free will. Question: how should a person behave in order not to take away the free will of someone else? Answer: love. But love can also be different, like a mother who smothers a child with her love. To love is to put the other's desire and his way above your own. Question: let's say parents build a child's life according to their understanding of what is right and what is not. How can one determine the right path? Answer: it is from the fact that you take the desires of the child and work with them, not with your own. That is why the Bible says to educate a child according to his way. Question: how did you give such a foundation to your children? Answer: I tried to ensure that they were more or less in a society in which they would not catch any viruses. Only this, nothing else. They were brought up in normal conditions within the framework of a conservative education. I believe that this is how it should be with children, otherwise, you still fall under other currents that today have no direction, but just follow wherever the current takes them. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. How to Find the Purpose of Your Child, June 27, 2012. The world is a reflection of a person's desires. Question: according to Kabbalah, what I see outside of me is my own reflection that I see through the prism of my egoism. If I am annoyed by someone's qualities, then these qualities are in me. Could it be that I am a reflection of another person's quality for him? Answer: naturally. Each of us sees not another person, but his own reflection in him. This is what is said in the primary sources. You do not see the other, but you see him in your perception, and it is good or bad for you depending on your habits, mentality, etc. You do not perceive him, but you perceive him as a correlation of him and yourself. The world is a reflection of your desire. All that you see is your desire outside of you. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. I am a mirror for others, June 9, 2012. The result of your environment. Question: do you think that in the process of education it is better not to put pressure on the child, not to impose your views on him? Answer: what do you mean by not to put pressure on? As a father, am I obligated to raise him? Of course I am. I have to give him a certain amount of knowledge, skills, foundations, and examples, and some of them will develop into habits with the help of which he will behave in a certain way all his life. There is no escape from this. You are the result of the education you received, no matter what it was, but you are the product of your environment in childhood and in youth. We cannot get rid of it. The upper governance created such a system around us, in this way. Everyone is born in a certain circle, in a certain environment and surroundings. It is foolish to object to this if everything is arranged so by nature. Comment: information received from parents remains for life, dad said, mom said. My response: you cannot do anything about this. This is how everything is arranged in the world. Therefore, first of all, it is desirable to educate parents so that they properly educate their children. That is all. After all, the problem of education is the only problem in the world. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. How to find the purpose of your child, June 27, 2012. The illusion of reality. Question: in a dream we see different images, we experience all kinds of situations. When we wake up, we realize that all that was not real and what we saw in our dream simply does not exist. And the next day you forget it altogether. Kabbalah says that our world is an illusion. Does this mean that when a person, upon entering spirituality, awakens from earthly hibernation and the illusion disappears? Answer: no. The fact is that this illusion will not disappear until the whole world is completely corrected. And even if a person's bodily contact with the world disappear, his presence in this world does not disappear anyway. That is, roughly speaking, the dead are together with us. After all this is a desire that is depicted in front of us. It may take on special forms, but in itself, it is eternal. The light created a desire that should take a form similar to the light and move from the quality of reception to the quality of bestowal. This is the entire path. But the desire itself exists parallel to the light, they are, so to speak, equivalent. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Reality in a Dream, June 9, 2012. Only according to the desire. Comment: you say that the information of the light is in a different dimension. You, in principle, operate with the information of the light and the information that is understandable to students. But through this information, you still transmit a layer that a person perhaps does not even understand. My response: this happens to the extent that the student is annulled toward me. This does not mean that he becomes my slave, serves me, gives me gifts, etc. I push such people away and do not allow them to do anything like that. But if a person internally agrees, and wants to absorb this technique, accept this idea, these changes, and this transformation so that all this manifests itself in him, then he receives through me. It depends only on him. It is not up to me. It is the same as parents with young children. What can they do if the child does not want to? From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Coercion in Kabbalah, June 9, 2012. Michael Leitman, on Quora: do people change for the worse when they get older? I received this question from my student after he was touched by a story of a 7-year-old girl who placed parking tickets on cars' windshields in her neighborhood, where she wrote "You parked very nicely," with a heart-shaped drawing. My student asked, "Why do only kids come up with such sweet ideas?" Indeed, in many ways, kids are smarter than grown-ups, because when we grow up, we are under our ego's control, and we thus do not see grown-ups doing such pleasant actions toward each other. For the time being, this girl wishes to express her good inclination, but we can expect that when she grows up, her evil inclination, egoistic desires to benefit oneself at the expense of others, will also grow in her. Then, we can expect that she will start giving out other kinds of items that might favor some people and go against others. We could expect that she would mingle in the divisive atmosphere that permeates our society, with certain group identities opposing and competing against others, which leads to quite terrible outcomes. Our salvation from this mess we find ourselves in today is that we raise the importance of connection above our divisions. Otherwise, we will finish ourselves off. We are ready to build our success against others, but not against our ego that resides within us, and that very ego will bury us. We thus need to realize that there is something much more important in life than being right, that love will cover all crimes. If we direct ourselves at positively connecting with each other above everything else, then we will see how much better, more harmonious, peaceful and joyful our lives will become. Based on the video, "Do People Change for the Worse as They Get Older?" with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Laitman and Ron Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Laitman.